Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 9, 2019, day 252. Today's topic, put down your masks and shine for Jesus. Silence, put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 102, verses 18 to 28, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 30, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 15, Proverbs 22, verses 28 to 29. Today's main passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 to 3, and then 13 to 15. Paul says, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Verse 13, for such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising that if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, today is the 10th anniversary of my being consecrated as a bishop. I give thanks to the Lord to choose me, this sinner, being redeemed and forgiven. To receive the position of an apostle the past 10 years. I would like to express my most sincere gratitude to you for the care, love, and prayers the past 10 years. The topic I receive today is put down your masks and shine for Jesus. The word masquerading used by Paul three times in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 13 to 15. Number one, the false apostles masquerading as apostles of Christ. Number two, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Number three, Satan's servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. The root of this word masquerade is actually a mask. It reminds me of my visit to Venice many years ago that I saw all kinds of masks in the shops all around Venice. Some masks make people beautiful, attractive. Some make people ugly, and some make people horrible. But this old tradition of masking is for people to hide their true faces. There has been an old tradition of hundreds of years named Carnival of Venice. People used to wear masks, have fun and sex. Husband and wives have sex for one night with someone they do not know and not able to see at all. Paul, in today's passage, point out same problem. In Corinth. Even Christians wore masks. He says, "I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband to Christ, so that I may present you as a pure virgin to him. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." Today's Psalm and Isaiah clearly tell us that if we put down our masks and have Jesus Christ as the only one husband, with our sincere and pure devotion to Christ, then we will surely be richly blessed by Jesus and can be able to shine for Jesus. Let's listen to these two passages. Psalm 102, verses 25 to 28. "In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you." Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. "In that day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. Over everything, the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and rain." Put down your mask and shine for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to put down our masks so that we can shine for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Do you think you have a mask? What is your next step to put down your masks? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.